don't want to do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to scare anybody.
My name is Erin, and she talks.
$10 was.
I laugh when people ask if I'm nerdcore. If you ain't smart, what you listening to?
My name is Erin, and
the unheard nerd.
We interrupt your regular programming to bring you this public service announcement.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fire one.
Dark. Laughing. Two men. Two girls. Flashlights pass by. Woods over the ridge. The owls were near. Screams. Far away.
Drinking a Coke, my hands will get cold. Quotes from Pimp C's ghost hang in the smoke. Mangled and cold, she put her fangs on my throat. Off the edge of the bridge, my kicks dangle below. Illusions of depth, conclusion was death. Caught myself dozing and swooned to the left. Who's that? Eyes up, don't look through the cracks. Almost fainted, stumbling over the tracks. Was losing my way back. Plants bending metal in the gravel with the shadows in the moving mosaic. The sun was a sliver, my lungs caught a shiver. Crippled fingers of frost clung to the river. Sounds in the breeze of owls in the trees. With stars in my eyes and the clouds at my feet. Jeans stained burgundy, worse in my fear. Then out of the birch bark a curtain appeared.
This world's a crazy place.
I feel like I'm crazy.
I don't smoke, but
I'm paranoid.
No. I gasp for air. My vision disappears when I'm tripping.
This world's a crazy place.
It's so cold, you don't wanna feel the chill of it.
This world's a crazy place.
Thinking and I'm thinking.
What a nice night to stroll. Bottoms up, turn the bottle up nice and slow. Last swallow, glass hollow, headlight, let's go. For a wander in the woods, moon lights the road. Start staggering, heart starts banging in my chest. Paranoia starts alternating with distress. Flashlights flickering, past life visiting. Mimicking a long, slow dance with death. Voices in the shadows now speak my name. No secret speech, evil even deranged. And already loose grips slipping is the proof I'm tripping. Numb to the reason for pain. Seems so apparent, any moment is the cue for the credits. Last words and prayers are used to forget it. Animals approach, seeking food to replenish. Blood spill hue went from blue to a reddish.
This world's a crazy place.
Watch your back, it's so cold.
My gas will from here, my vision disappears.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn.
This world's a crazy place.
Now behold the burning malice of a treacherous soul.
Now this world's a crazy place.
It's ridiculous.
Myself. 6, 7, 8, 9. Fuck me now, Reggie! 10.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
It's October 31st, 2012. Welcome to The Unheard Nerd Halloween. So thanks for using Hell Studios. I think you'll find that our facilities are excellent and to your requirements. This will be your studio here. Studio 666. It's where Nickelback do all their finest work.
Thanks ever so much, Satan. I'll check you later. Say, I don't suppose the heating could be turned down a bit. It's a bit warm down here. No. Well, welcome to the Unheard Nerd Halloween podcast, kicking off the show with Twin Peaks, that's Ghetto Socks and Moonshine, from their album Kissing Hands and Shaking Babies, that was Black Lodge. And all the songs tonight are going to have a slightly darker edge, and then later on we're going to have a chat with an old friend of mine, John, about film, five scary movies, mainly sci-fi, not so much horror. But he's an old friend of mine and a contributor to theunheardnerd.com. That's UK Film Nerd on Twitter. Now, coming up next, another song that features Ghetto Socks, and I'll tell you why afterwards, but this time it's from Swamp Thing, from their new album, Creature Feature, and this is called The Damned.
They're not kids! Have you ever seen them laugh, run, play? No, by God, but you've seen them kill, kill.
It takes a village to raise the little critters that'd kill us in a minute, then raise the middle fingers. No kidding, those kids are bone chilling. There's no soul behind the eyes of those children. Flowing in the dark, showing no emotion. Using my control, getting closer to the omen. Oh man, that's no scam, it's so real. You can hear them late nights laughing in the cornfield. Far from human, angry midget bastards. Don't get it twisted backwards when I'm smacking whippersnappers. Us and them must defend from imposters. Sorry soccer moms, but your toddlers are monsters.
Not sharing your thoughts is one thing, but I can see it in your eyes, you're trying to hide something. Tell me right now, cause I despise hunting. Or maybe you could climb five stories high and try jumping. We survive by utilizing our minds, not brutalizing, feudalize, re-euthanizing the tribe. When moons in line, if you arrive, cue your eyes on a child. Confusing institutions of the truth that lies in the hive. Mind so complete and complex, the notion of emotion is sweet nonsense. No need for alarm or the bomb threats, just the thought of doing us harm will be the cause of your charred flesh.
These albino brats, grab a rifle, they're homicidal. You can't hide behind that Bible, you might as well fight the demon inside ya. Everybody's getting pregnant at once, something you'll wise up. They fit to rise up, trick and deceive. You either pick a pitchfork or pick up and leave. White picket fences, blood in the streets, repercussions keep on coming, word to Christopher Reeves. Yeah, this ain't a case of the terrible twos. Psychokinetic abilities are terrorists in two. Bear witness to the terror that's true. It's the kind of mind control these tiny terrorists
use. I'm waking up loading the shotgun, cold sweat, got something in sight. A thousand little bastards with a glow in the eyes, using powers to control up the National Guard. A mob of angry people that get murked in a barn. Telepathic shit will have them slipping right past you. Think of brick walls, we'll get the bombs in the classrooms. Pale white skin, silver hair, I ain't impressed until I seen a cop cold shoot himself in the chest. These kids are a mess, doctors run for the hills. I'm talking 8-year-old beasts with the intention to kill. Possess your whole crew and make them suffer in pain. Best friends become foes when they fucks with your brain.
That's Swamp Thing, Timbuktu, Chocules and Civilian, featuring Ghetto Socks, that's The Damned, from their new album Creature Feature. Now, Ghetto Socks is in the UK at the moment. He's rehearsing and has performed one show already in the southwest of England, in Bristol, alongside The Herbalizer. The Herbalizer are a UK London-based hip-hop duo who started off on their musical journey 18 years ago. When they kicked off, they couldn't find rappers to work with, so they came up with their own unique blend of hip-hop that utilised rare groove, funk, soul, a bit of jazz, and they basically put out instrumental hip-hop. Of course, later on, that changed, and they've managed to work alongside big names, Roots Maneuver, MF Doom, Dilated Peoples. They also did the soundtrack for Guy Ritchie's film Snatch and Tony Hawk's Underground for PlayStation 2. Ghetto Socks features on their new album, which is called There Were Seven, that's out now. He's going to be on tour with them. He's touring the UK, followed by six other countries. So they're taking in seven countries in total, which is apt, There Were Seven. And I know he's already played the Trinity Centre in Bristol. Now, also out of Bristol is a new discovery of mine, The Scribes, or at least a collective called The Scribes. The Scribes are Sean Amos, who is the vocalist and beatsmith, and musicians Jake Galvin and Jack Joyce, and basically they blend solid bass lines with a bit of synth, intricate guitars, bass, and solid hip-hop beats behind. They've had a little bit of critical acclaim from the BBC, a Radio 1 show called Introducing, has championed them, as well as making waves on the unsigned scene. And so I'm going to play a single from them. They're a UK act, Bristol-based. This is The Scribes, and this is a single from their album, which is titled The Scribes Present Ill Literature. This is Monsters.
See you back home. I'm a freak. But here, among the monsters, I'm normal. I like it here. I want to stay.
I walk with zombies, talk with monsters, and ghosts of a haunted conscience, and all that nonsense. Banshees who squawk my swan song, and stalwart gorgons whose call is constant. The orcish contents of Mordor's mansions. I hit the club with a swarm of phantoms, and Satan's lapdogs who brawl at random. I rise above hate and fall abandoned. Foolish plan for man's dens and goblins, following harpies with fake tans and collagen. Quite astonishing, abolishing the spectre of saviors. My neighbour is Hannibal Lecter, a cannibal network of cannabis head jerks. Walk my own path, so offer my legs. Hurt, monster hunter, dragon slay expert. Off the heads, I bled true from my neck. Spurt.
Monsters on your streets.
Undead acolytes packing pipes, eyes run red, and dubbed up ogres like locusts unfed. The walking dead best be home by sunset. The city burns at night, fight the fires out, dying out, blood cries, lust crime, vampire counts in the lion's mouth, crying out, got to make jewels drop. The needles are horcrux for warlocks, fools of the law, lost at all cost. Crows walk the streets with the sawn off load, monster hunter, sawn cross roads where the beasts are all lost souls.
Monsters on your streets. Whisper while you sleep.
I talk to myself now, cause it turns out that no one was listening. And all of the treasures that we seek in life are buried underground and no longer glistening. So I sought out my soul in the hope that within myself I'd find comfort. But I cannot sleep and I can't get no peace on these streets that are so full of monsters. Insomniac bedtime, zombie smack head times. Haunted house can't set my head right. Living dead like monsters with dead eyes, glowing like headlines, smoking from death pipes. Needles stake hearts, break hearts and take lives. Evil slaves that await until late night, till emerging like vermin from grave sites. So I stay home and pray for the day light.
Monsters on your streets.
Situations that I was seeking were more of a power trip. The power of holding someone's fate in your hands is a very powerful aphrodisiac. The adrenaline rushes like nothing. I mean, you're in complete control of somebody's destiny.
Yes, it's fascinating, the human body without the skin. Gentleman etiquette, monster inside, I knew as a kid. Sinister urges take me a blank stare. Fillet your esophagus at the trachea, epiglottis, I separate. A souvenir, remove your teeth, replace them with screws, new veneers. I make your bite then scream for me, I lost the rust. The smell and taste of your blood, making my dick hard, pause. I sodomize your soul, eyes stuck on wide. Surprise look on your face is permanent. Learn pain on your way to meet your maker. Take you to step aside, then pearly gates I despise and never liked my kind. Surely I dine in hell's fire. Can tell I'm pure evil and it's hella frightening. Like is he lifeless? No pulse, only hunger to slice. Tighten my tie, get rid of traces out through the basement. Back to the job by the end of my break time.
How did you feel when you committed the crimes?
No feeling.
No feeling whatsoever?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. I forgot. Like it didn't happen. I could put myself into a zone to do something like that. And it would be like remote control.
Serial killer, cannibal eating the skin, it's vanilla. I feel the urge to bring you closer to God. You're worth nothing or it's just fun. I'm loving the sight of the blood rushing. And you say it's disgusting. I stick my finger in a puddle and suck at you bugging. Well, I can put you where the bugs can. Feast on the decomposing. Police can search for the motive. Bodies washing up on the beach from erosion. Look at me coasting down the street like ain't nothing happened. Passing the crime scene laughing. Return the headphones and music blasting. I'm bar none, the sickest person that you ever met in your life. Heed my advice, lock all your doors. And you think you're safe inside? But you must come out, of course. And then I'm yours. No, you're gonna be mine. In search of my next victim, seeing what I can find.
I was doing this for years. Hardly a week or two went by without something happening.
So you're saying you were killing a victim every week?
Every couple weeks, on average.
For how many years?
I can't tell you that. But well over 10.
Serious, not killing for kicks. There's a method to my madness. I'm feeling the itch. And it's been too long. I'm in need of a fix. I'm stalking psychos. Just look at this son of a bitch. Violating every entry of the masterful code. And he thinks he got away. Oh, what little he knows. The kill room is set up and in need of a guest. His final resting place. Yes, I'll extinguish his breath. So my dark passenger is now leading the way. M99 up in my hand. And yes, I'm ready to play. Follow the first one to his house before he opens the door. Syringe right up in his neck. He's lying right on the floor. Now it's on the number two. Think I forgot about you? You may have everybody fooled, but I can see through. That mask you wear was kinda similar to my own. Yes, I'm a monster, but at least I follow a code. I kill those not deserving of the life they're given. You better pray there's a God so you'll be forgiven. Cause you won't find any mercy given for me. He's got his headphones on so he'll never see me coming out before he knows he's asleep on his back. Two in a single night. Yes, the butcher is back. Transport him to the cure room and wait for a rise. As they open up the eyes, yes, it's filled with surprise. Polaroids of the victims hung right on the wall.
It wasn't me.
They scream, oh, how the confident fall. You wanna dine in hell's fire, you'll be lacking your skin. Slice off a couple layers, starting right at his chin. After scream, I stick the knife deep into his chest. I look at number two, still trying to catch all his breath. You're killing for fun, my blood's kind of an art. And after I take my sample, yes, we can start.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
The Scribes with Monsters, followed by Ekamog and a song called Dexter from their latest album As Seen on TV 1.5. All 18 tracks on that album are inspired by different TV series, and we played you an exclusive of Game of Thrones a couple of weeks ago, the opening track from that album. That's worth checking out. It's a Name Your Price release, available through their Bandcamp page. Check that out. Now, anyone that's a regular reader of the unheardnerd.com will have seen articles by a good friend of mine, John. It goes by the Twitter handle UK Film Nerd. He's a friend of mine. We go back maybe 20 years, met in college a long time ago. But he's big into film, always has been. I really was inspired to get him on board with the website when I realised that via his Facebook page, I was getting all the latest film news before I was getting it on the website. So he seems to be clued up and keyed in to the sources to get that. So we're going to have a chat with him every couple of weeks on the show, find out what he's been watching, get a review of a latest film or a classic film, something along those lines. So we decided it would be fun to check out five scary movies for Halloween. Now, John, the nature of his work means that he travels around the country a lot. And you never actually know where he is. So it's time to ask, where in the world are you, John?
I am just north of Winchester at the moment. It's some lovely services on a motorway.
Winchester is the pub in Shaun of the Dead.
It is, yeah, that's right.
Which is quite appropriate for a Halloween show. Okay, so what have you been watching at the moment, John? Have you been to anything at the cinema? I think you went and saw Dread recently.
Yeah, I saw Dread 3D, which is probably cool for marketing purposes, which is cool because the 3D, I thought, was wasted.
How do you feel about 3D in general?
The 3D TV in my house says I like 3D.
Well, what films have you seen that you thought it worked really well? Because I'm not sold on it at all.
Well, I've just got Avatar on Blu-ray, and that just looks amazing. I find that anything sort of CG animated, say, for example, the latest Madagascar, that looks really good.
Yeah.
But then you sort of, the other end of the spectrum, you go into what they call post-converted movies. You know, they were shot in 2D, and then some effects house afterwards decides to turn into 3D afterwards.
So retrofitted is another term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the problem I have with 3D films, being a glasses wearer, is firstly, my glasses are the same size as the 3D glasses, so they don't fit over. And if I wear contact lenses, which I do quite a lot, I find that one eye, the lens starts slipping over the eye while I'm watching the film, and it becomes uncomfortable. So I hate going to see 3D films. But
I wear two pairs of glasses at home, and I do it at the cinema as well.
Yeah.
I can imagine it. Yeah, it must be more frustrating for you, because they tend to supply more 3D prints to the cinema than they do 2D prints.
Yeah, it's getting a bit annoying trying to find the 2D showings. But I find if I just wait a little bit longer and go to an indie cinema, the Picture House in Greenwich, or rather than going to the big Odeons, then I have a bit more success.
A discussion forum I go to, lots of people there are very anti-3D, and a lot of them see Dread, and they said it was practically impossible to find a 2D showing of Dread anywhere.
Yeah.
Lionsgate, the distributors of Dread, didn't actually supply hardly any 2D prints to anyone, so...
Yeah, I thought that probably was the case. I mean, the fact that it's called Dread 3D, I think that indicates where they're setting their audience, what they want the audience to watch. It's Halloween. Are you a fan of Halloween itself?
Can't say I'm not really a big fan. Now the kids are growing up.
Yeah, I think it's more of an American holiday, really. Doesn't really translate. I don't think we do it in quite the same way over here in England land. Again, I think nerds seem to embrace it as well. They like the horror element to it. And so all the music on the show today, because you might not listen to the music, John, is sort of horror or scary music, of which I've had a lot of fun finding it, because there's a lot of it. But film-wise, let's talk scary movies. Now, I don't think either of us are particularly fans of horror as a genre. For my part, I'm just not scared by horror films. I've yet to see one that's actually made me worry about going to sleep at night. So you've kind of gone, I think, for a bit of a sci-fi slant. So let's look at five scary films for Halloween.
First one that came to my head was the 1979 classic Alien. I vividly remember the first time I watched it, I didn't actually make it all the way through. But that, I have to thank my dad, because I was only about six, I think.
I think that's where my lack of fear of horror films comes from, because from a very young age, I was allowed to sit up and watch things like Carrie, Brazil, and all these gruesome films. And my parents just, they didn't seem to care. They didn't realise that they were not age appropriate. So from a very early age, I witnessed... like pretty much the highest rated films that were available, and so nowadays I guess I'm immune to it. But Alien, good choice. So the original Alien, do you think that's scarier than the others?
You're about it's a lone creature stalking the rest of the crew in the dark, and there's lots of nice sort of jump surprises, whereas something like the sequel Aliens, which in many ways isn't just as good as if not better, but Aliens I think tends to go more for action rather than scares. It's just about sort of numbers this time around. But I mean, the original Alien is just a brilliant film. It's gorgeous to look at. Well, I finally got to watch it all the way through when I was a bit older.
So would you say the set designs or the original concept artwork was done by, would you say Geiger or Giger?
I think it's supposed to be pronounced Giger, I think.
I think so. But yeah, I mean, his artwork and ideas... they're really well executed in the film, and yeah, you're right. It's jumpy.
Little story there about the alien thing. I got as far as the chest burster. I watched them investigate the derelict. Kane got the facehugger on his face. No, actually, yeah, I watched the chest burster scene, and then I was like, oh my god, this is disgusting. Like, I was watching with my dad in the dark, which probably didn't help. Codeine Stanton, he goes into one of the cargo chambers of the ship, and he just sort of looks up, and there's chains clinking and rattling, and you've got the drips coming from the moisture. And the tension just sent me over the edge. I'm just leaving the room. I'm going, oh, I can't watch anymore. And my dad gave me his full support, and he goes, what are you worried about? It's just a few bits of rubber and some goo.
How are you with it now? You can watch it now, surely.
Could it be in the sort of top 10 of favourite films?
And do you think that you'll let your boys watch scary films from an early age?
No. Trying to keep them as innocent for as long as possible.
See, the harder you try and keep them away from something, the more vigorously they're going to go for it, I reckon.
Yeah, they'll rebel big time, I expect. And
parenting is hard.
The little one's 3, the other one's 8 months, so Logan, who's 3, he's the trouble right now. The other one, it's like, you put him down, he stays there and he doesn't move, he's brilliant.
Well, hang on, I've got to stop you there. Hang on, we've touched on something. Logan, I've never had a definitive answer on this. I need a yes or no. Is he named after Wolverine?
He is indeed.
That is awesome. Okay, next film. Let's go to the next film.
The Thing, the original one from 1982.
I bought that about 8 months ago. I saw it lying in a co-op shelf. They had their budget DVD rack, and I think it was about £3, so I snapped it up. But that's another one that I saw as a kid with my dad. God, what was he trying to do to me? He's trying to raise a serial killer. But go on, sorry, your analysis of The Thing.
Well, the scariest part of the whole film for me was not the brilliant creatures designed and built by effects artist Rob Bottin. The bit I couldn't take was when they get the scalpel out and they're cutting their thumbs to get blood. The scene's all quiet apart from the sound of the scalpel going through the skin. I can't describe the sound, but is the fact they were cutting themselves, and I'm like, ah! And then you get this thing, later on they put the defibrillator on the guy's chest and it opens up and eats his hands and the head stretches off, and they're going, ah, awesome! Cutting the right thumb, all those things.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it now, it's not as great as I remembered it, but I think it's still a fun film, and that's definitely worth a watch.
I remember right, it's quite slow-paced, isn't it?
It is.
Sequences, but they're quite sort of spaced out. There's a lot of talking and paranoia between the characters.
You're right, yeah. No, it is. Again, I didn't remember it that way, but yeah, it is a lot slower than I remembered.
Not a patch on the... have you seen the prequel at all?
I haven't, I saw that in a shop recently. I think I was down in Cornwall, and I was in HMV, which is a rare occurrence these days, because, they don't really sell anything that I'm interested in. But I did see it, and I almost picked it up. I will probably watch it on Love Film Instant, or get the DVD at some point.
Yeah, I think that the biggest disappointment for me, I didn't actually watch it all the way through. I think what turned me off the most was the fact that they've gone nearly all CGI with the creature. CGI, when it's done well, can be brilliant. When it's not done too well, I end up sort of watching a film and looking at it, and rather than going, oh, look, there's a cool monster, I go, oh, look, there's a bit of mediocre CGI.
Yeah. It does. That comes across actually a bit in your what could have beens. You seem to yearn for the actual live action and the animatronics rather than the CGI. I think I agree. I mean, certainly some films these days are so painted, so unrealistic. I mean, sometimes the effects as well are so. There's so much going on you actually can't see it. You can't take it in.
Yeah.
Next film.
The Mist.
The Mist. I don't think I've seen this.
Stars Thomas Jane, who probably will recognise the name as he already has played The Punisher.
And he was in that short film not so long ago of The Punisher.
Yes, very violent. Yeah. Very graphic.
Well, I looked that up on theunheardnerd.com. Anyone that hasn't seen that, it's on there.
Apparently he made it just for the love of the character as well. There's no monetary incentive behind it. He loves The Punisher that much. He helped a bunch of guys make a little 10-minute film. It's brilliant.
So what about The Mist? Because when you said that, I instantly thought of The Fog. Yeah, obviously I got the wrong film. So what's The Mist?
Thomas Jane just lives in a nice wooden house on the edge of a lake with his boy and his wife. There's a huge storm overnight, and in the morning the sort of town's partly trashed, and he says, well, I'm going to go downtown with my boy and we're going to pick up some supplies and just sort everything out. And they notice basically a mist starts rolling in across the lake, and they think nothing of it. And since you're coming down from the mountain, off they go into town. And this mist just sort of rolls into town really fast, and the supermarket quite handily has a huge glass front to it, so like most of them do. And they can't see more than 4 or 5 metres outside the supermarket. Some are kind of run there. Everyone's afraid to go outside into this mist or fog. Some guys decide to try and leave out the back, and when they open the back door, it sounds really cheesy, but it's not. This sort of purple tentacle comes in and grabs one of the locals and basically drags him back out the door screaming. They try and stop it and fail. And that's when they realise the fog's kind of unnatural. Something strange is going on. I don't know. Explain much more
of
that without spoiling it.
Yeah, no, we don't need spoilers. But okay, that's interesting. That's one I haven't seen, so I'll stick that on my list. What year was that out, do you think?
Yeah, it's only sort of, I don't know, sort of 2009, 10, maybe more like
10. The next film? I think we're two left.
It's not, I don't consider this one scary, but it's got a horror slant to it. It's Event Horizon.
Ah, yes. This is the one I was waiting for, because we had a little chat beforehand, and that was the film that really sprang to mind for me. That's probably the closest I've got to being scared watching that film on my own in a dark room. And the silly thing is, I'd already seen it as well. So when I watched it again, I think towards the end, where they're in sort of where the engine room bit is, and they're crawling through the tunnels. That's the bit that I found really, I think that unnerving. But I remember seeing that at the cinema. I don't know. Maybe we saw it together.
It's possible. I remember seeing it at the cinema.
The opening, where the space station or spaceship, it's just swirling on the big screen. That was amazing. It made me dizzy watching it.
Yeah, because it starts off with Sam Neill's flashback of his wife committing suicide.
That's right.
So he walks to the window and look out, rather than a traditional sort of camera pullback to reveal that he's actually standing in a room at a space station. Paul Anderson, the director, decides, no, just why don't we just pull out? Let's pull out and spin.
Yeah.
When you've got that kind of spin on that kind of size screen in front of you, you start thinking, oh God, stop soon, please, I'm going to be sick.
It really did make me feel quite dizzy watching that, yeah. I love that film. I haven't got it on DVD. I had it on VHS. It's that long ago since I bought it, so I don't have it anymore, but I think that's one I need to buy again. What are your thoughts on that film then?
It's not one of those films that, is critically appraised or anything, but I think I just like the sort of mashup of sci-fi and horror that it has. I mean, the easiest way to explain it, perhaps I've probably read this online, but it's a perfect description, is Hellraiser meets the Black Hole.
Well, the Black Hole, I mean, I think a lot of listeners to this show will probably be younger than us, but that's 70s Disney film, isn't it?
Yes, 1979. Disney's had the success of Star Wars in 77, and obviously Paramount then pushed out Star Trek the Motion Picture to try and cash in on that. Cash on the sci-fi thing, and then Disney went, oh, let's do sci-fi, it's all in, and they brought out the Black Hole.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried as a kid by the robot. Is it Maximilian, I think it's called?
Yes, that sort of floating.
And it had this light, a red light, I think, on its head. And
it was like a lot before the Cylons were invented.
That's right. Yeah, indeed. And it was, I don't know, there was something very sinister about Maximilian. Unnerved me a bit as a kid. But again, I was forced to sit there and watch it at a very young age. Okay, so Event Horizon, what have we had so far? Let's recap.
First we had Alien,
then The Thing. The Mist.
We just had Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. And so what's your final pick?
Let's pick a trilogy, I think, rather than a single film. The Evil Dead series.
Oh, okay. Now, this is interesting, because I haven't seen any of these.
Never seen The Evil Dead.
Never seen it. Again, I went off horror quite early, because it doesn't do anything for me.
I mean, for me, horror, it does two things. Either one, it tries to make you jump, and two, they just try to stick blood and gore on the screen. And for me, I'm not really interested in seeing lots of blood and gore. It doesn't interest me at all.
So what's different about the Evil Dead trilogy?
The comedy element. I mean, Evil Dead was made on a very low budget by a bunch of guys who used to make films in their free time. I don't know if it was their first proper film or one of their first proper films. It's all right. I haven't watched it. I only watched it twice, I think. But then Evil Dead 2 came along. Evil Dead 2 is sort of a bit like a remake/sequel of Evil Dead 1. They're all directed by Sam Raimi, who probably most well known to most people for directing the Spider-Man trilogy.
Right, yeah.
And if you've watched the Spider-Man trilogy, then you watch Evil Dead, you'll see where he first started using some of these crazy camera angles and snap zooms and all sorts of weird things. Evil Dead 3 is probably the least horror out of them all. I think it's more comedy than horror, but I think it's why I like them. Plus, I think Bruce Campbell's just a funny guy anyway. When I first saw him I think Evil Dead 2 is the one I watched first, when I saw him in that, and I just thought, wow, this guy's funny. I think he's just a really good actor.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Great talking to John. There are about 5 scary movies for Halloween, and we'll make sure that we get him a better microphone before we record again. Now, John mentioned Bruce Campbell there. It leads nicely onto the next song. MC Lars and Whitey Cracker from the Digital Gangster EP. This is Do the Bruce Campbell, featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord and Zealous One.
Wait, what's that noise? Whitey Cracker, are those zombies?
Zombies in the studio.
This is our horrorcore song because it's got zombies on it.
Sounds like a horrorcore song.
You know who should get on this track to help us out?
I'm thinking Zealous One and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Heck yeah.
What should we call it, Lars?
I think we should call it Bruce Campbell.
Fresh from the cemetery, I'm a terrifying sight. With little bits of bloody flesh stuck to my mind, I will ruin you, reduce you to a puddle where you stand. Once I tear into your torso with my cold, dead hands, blood, sweat, and tears from your wounds start spewing. Fill a water bottle, swallow all your bodily fluids. You were nailed to a wall, full of holes like a dartboard. Still think you're hardcore? Bow to your dark lord. Splatter from the axe turns a blue shirt red. Severed head in a vice inside of my work shed. Dead heads get brains, then heads get chains. I annihilate you, then I violate your remains. You choked and you froze cause you got so scared. Toss your body in the cellar, I hope you rot down there. Whereupon your meat screams, awful goblins feed. Lead that, but never mind the act, just lead.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle. Get, do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle. Protect your neck and do the Bruce Campbell. Brains, not the kind that you get in the back of a car at the drive-in, but the kind where to hide in a fear. Laid up in the creaky house where the people shout. Not a living dead instead. Every chick with a shirt torn off, got an axe with the blade worn off. They roam in the shadows, flipping mail, and I'm telling, talking about the zombie stalking. Victims with a stick 'em up, dead flesh rotting. Don't pick them up on the side of the road and get yourself cold. Become one of them and walk off smooth on the quest for the gray matter. Nothing fatter than a mind like mine when the zombies die. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle.
Got a bullet in my head and 37 more from the buckshot spread. Suicidal thoughts like frost in your spine. The dragon won't sleep till your soul's all mine. Cut the flesh, blood spiller will entice me. I promise when I carve my name, I'll do it very nicely. Precisely, show your ladies I'm the best at this. I got them screaming for the zealous and the sexist. Don't mess with this, you just can't hide. Ain't gonna stop till the knife's inside. Twist to the left, let me see your eyes. Twist to the right, I wanna taste you die. I stalk MCs who are not believers. Make a microphone stand out of both the femurs. I love screamers, so uh-oh, let's go. Give me some sugar, baby, and do the Bruce Campbell.
Jeffrey Dahmer, here's my story. You abhor me, you deplore me. Much too gory, violent glory. But this never would've happened if you hadn't ignored me. You laughed at me and my fat retainer. Now your son's stew is frozen in my refrigerator. You just said hello when I passed in the hall. I wouldn't be snacking on your dead word at all. It's just another day at the Ambassador Hotel. Milwaukee's best travel blogger, please ignore cell. Shrunken heads, severed limbs, I'm mad belligerent. Murderous cannibal, far from innocent. The Dahmer dinner party is the best, it's true. And everywhere I go, I'll take a part of you. There's a key downstairs and your name's on it. I'll get the stains out, you bring the comet. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle. Do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle. Protect your neck and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. 4 MCs for more than you can handle. Do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic, light the chalk like a candle. For more than you can handle, protect your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
It's been 3 days. I'm still getting an average of 4 students in my class periods. I don't know exactly what's going on. I have some suspicions. I got a hot tip. I'm gonna figure this out if nobody else knows.
Adolescents everywhere acting odd. Old folks tripping, blaming it on the wrath of God. Looked at the TV, didn't believe what I seen. My students walking the streets like some kind of fiends. wreaking havoc, smashing stores to my surprise. Doing it all with a glazed look in their eyes. Like a zombie, nah, that'll be asinine. When they just trouble teens, finding ways to pass the time. It didn't think I was thinking that they were shooing. The media attempting to blame it up on the music, but it can't be that. I listen to the same tracks, not the Legion. Research, I break down each verse, determining what's appropriate for school dances. Anyway, I'm checking it out. Not taking chances, school's in session, but my class is empty. None of my coworkers wanna travel with me, so I'm off on my own, walking the quiet streets, not sure where I'm going or what I'm trying to reach. Feeling a bit like Rick Grimes, something's making my innocent kids commit crimes. What's going on?
What's going on out there? That's got everybody scared. Somebody gotta get up. Yeah, now we gotta get up. Yeah. What's going on outside? That's making the dead folk rise. We gotta get up. Somebody gotta get up. Get up.
Looking like we need a hero, not a bystander. Somebody gotta grow some and find answers. Walking through the neighborhood, ducking behind cars, hoping the police can put these suckers behind bars. I see a group of teens run up on a homeless cat, smack the change cup out his hand, kick him in the back. This is crazy, I gotta make a move quick. Ran into a nearby bar and grabbed the pool stick, and I'd use it if I had to, I'd be glad to. But the sad truth is that these bad dudes were no more than 11 to 12. With some rehabilitation, they could better themselves. So instead of me going Soul Caliber on them, I tried to warn them, put a little bit of pressure on them, but all they gave me was blank looks, rolling their eyes like the Undertaker throwing the tombstone. I'm straight shook. I don't know what's behind this nuisance, but I got to find my students and keep moving. Feeling a bit like Shane and Lori, keeping secrets. Wish I could change the story, but I can't.
What's going on out there? That's got everybody scared. Somebody gotta get up. What's going on outside? That's making the dead folk rise. We gotta get up. Somebody gotta get up.
That Zombie High by Random, and that's from his album Language Arts Volume 2, and he's just released a cool video for that. You can check that out on the YouTubes. That's Random, Zombie High, check that out. Another artist with a new video out is Word Burglar, and that's the video for Drawings with Words. We played that on the last podcast, and I know I overplay Word Burglar a bit, but hey, you know what? Third Burglar is my favourite album of the year so far, and just so happens there's a tune on that that's going to fit right into tonight's show. So if you don't like Word Burglar, skip forward 3 minutes. This is Fred Brocker.
I have provided darkness for your sake. To know my identity is to ensure your doom.
What do you want?
Quiet!
Yeah, where we're going, it's a nice little town. No infidels here, tell the kids to settle down. They're gonna get a new daddy soon. It's taken care of, bada bing, bada boom. Strapped in a padded room, plastic surgery wasn't optional, drastic perjury. For eternal allegiance, a legion of elite sentries to help delete pleasantries. And they call us the enemy, but anyone with my face is a friend of me. So take a look in the mirror and tell me who's there. I'm going to a fair and assume there. If we catch you in the CG t-shirt and you don't know my name, you're gonna be hurt. And that'll do, didn't mean to rattle you. Consider it a battle brew. Shut up and drink your apple juice. It's Fred Brocker.
Like skills, I be the
duplicate rap clone up.
It's Fred Brocker. Original head rocker.
I wait to torture. Deadly styles, I'm the author.
Don't know who you're talking to. The door's locked.
You die 10 times what? If you're trying to test me.
Yo, you're wondering where the f*** your mate went. Yeah, he had an engagement for attitude rearrangement. Scanner in the basement. Now let's talk about your placement. Dental plans and fully paid vacations on Brocker Beach. H&R, tell him you talk to me. We pay top notch fees for jobs well done. But failure? Well, son, let's not go there. It's no fair to conjugate dire conjecture upon your fate. Just take your papers and be on your way. On delay, working on a way to weather dominate. On the crate, don't be concerned. We got a saying, a dead body is a lesson learned. Don't stress the urn, just keep your eyes on the prize. And who knows, you might just stay alive. Fred Brocker. I
Yes, I be the
head rocker. You know who you got a problem.
I went through torture, deadly styles, I'm the author.
Yeah.
You die 10 times if you're trying to test me.
For the operation, you know the ammo.
You better act proper. Buckle up, it's I take it in a shop.
Super rat blown
I got
up.
The weather dominator. Your liver gets shocked at the master fight. I'll see you later. Suck my rocker.
Yo, we the man for the operation. You know the ammo.
Do you want to play a game?
It is dark and you wake up in a chamber. Chained up, wait up, are you in danger? There's a television broadcasting a stranger. Bellow out, who are you? Scared but with anger. Where am I? You scream and start to cry out. You're in a little game, kinda like Pai Gow. See, I pulled your card, and you could die now. So do you fight it like a man or do you lie down? It's a simple task, just survive at all costs. No matter what it takes, even if a life's lost. Think I'm crazy, maybe have my wires crossed. I don't give a fuck because it's you about to die, boss.
Saw blades are turning and my furnace is burning and I am pretty certain that I have pulled the curtains, now die. Saw blades are turning and my furnace is burning and I am pretty certain that I have pulled the curtains, now die.
Billy the puppet, no really it wasn't. It's Billy the fridge and I'm killing a dozen, not donuts. I'm talking human beings, ones at one point got caught up in stupid things. And now they're trapped, facing fatal violence. Bodies shaking, make it drop and they can hear the silence. Cue the music, swan song played on the violins. Serenade until it fades into the sound of sirens. I'm not whiling, you know that I am long gone. It's evident, no evidence, nothing's gone wrong. So lethal, probably think that I am so evil. You won't survive until you know that there was no sequel.
Saw blades are turning and my furnace is burning and I am pretty certain that I have pulled the curtains, now die. Saw blades are turning and my furnace is burning and I am pretty certain that I have pulled the curtains, now die.
What's up, y'all? It's a whole bunch of different forms of magic, man, and we got our own too. Super villain style. Let's roll.
I can teach you magic.
Make, I shake, I break your face down. I move, I swing, I duck, come up, you lay down. Take a bit of medication, but I figure that I need the mediation. And the brother really getting sick of waiting. Whoa, 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 stay down. I know what I want when I'm going, and my dome in the zone. Take another bite of brownie, oh, I'm stoned. Change the world, totally, I'm making it among us wrong. What I gotta do to make a little bit of money? Don't nobody wanna come and kick it ever since the brother started rapping. Maybe cause I do it with the super villains. You could be another hater, don't nobody give a damn about a traitor. Cause another proposition about the show, and I'ma have you really looking like who done did it. I believe, I done made my point. I believe that you know this joint. Tell them that I'm here, tell them that I'm ready. I can teach you magic, I can show you plenty.
I can teach you magic.
I can teach you magic.
can move an ocean, I will move the masses. Skipping all my classes, striking all the matches, hypnotizing flashes, but you're not the fastest. Conjure up the spirit, singing all the lyrics. Reapers, you must fear it. Chantings, can you hear it? Realer than the realest, closer than the nearest, further from the furthest, broader than the clearest. Changing to a stranger, thinking onto paper, doing you a favor, save you like a savior. No, I'm not the mayor, but a cape crusader. Life is in my pocket, time is now and later. Title of a wizard, sharper than a scissor, cutting all the wires. Can I see that, mister? Now I'm master puppets, trying not to rush and living in a movie, being John Malkovich.
I can teach you magic, 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 I can teach you magic.
Me, cause I don't think that you were meant to be a rapper, and you're never gonna fucking be just rapping. Never taking guarantees to be, so put down you want, pick up the mic, go play a show. You might just find out you just ain't cut out to write shit that anyone else will like. You see, I don't think that you even got the skills of a Pikachu, and I don't even wanna take a Pikachu, cause all about you rapping, fucking Rick and Poole. So what you gonna take from this? I can tell you what it is. You are not an MC, kid. You just need to fucking quit.
Word Burglar with Fred Brocker coming in first there. Billy the Fridge with Jigsaw, and that from a Rhyme Torrents compilation, Halloween number 4. You can probably find that in the archives of Nerdcore Now somewhere. And lastly, Super Villains with I Can Teach You Magic. Now that version was taken from their World on Fire release. It's 4 minutes and 1 second. Previously, I think it was found on Villains Are Everywhere, coming in at 3 minutes and 7. So it's worth digging out that longer version. I think that's probably my favourite Super Villains track of all time. But they have a new EP of Star Talk. That's tribute to Neil deGrasse Tyson's show, Star Talk Radio. I think he is either guesting or the show is moving to the Nerdist channel. I haven't really checked that out, but it's worth checking out Nerdist.com. Chris Hardwick's enterprise there. He's got a lot of content on there, podcasts, videos, all sorts of stuff on there worth checking out. If you want to get in touch, please do. The best way is via Twitter. It's at The Unheard Nerd. Otherwise, facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd. Find me on Gmail. That's TheUnheardNerd@gmail.com. On Google Plus, and also via the website. That's TheUnheardNerd.com. Also, check out my regular column on NerdcoreNow.com, and it's Nerdcore UK you're looking for. And also worth checking out is Nerdcore North on there, a new monthly article by Thomas Quinlan from Han Solo Records. The first one of those has an interview with Jesse Dangerously. Very interesting, definitely worth checking out. And there's lots of videos and cool stuff on there too. So let's finish the show with a little bit more music. This is MC Rection with My House Is Fucking Haunted, featuring Betty Rebel.
My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking hoes sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. I wake up, blackout, what just happened? Wait up, fake out, walls are cracking. Ghosty seems, hear ghosty screams, blood dripping from roasting beams. Freaking beacon draws me in, blinding light, then all ghost in my mind is getting fucked. I am getting stuck like a K-hole, stay home eternity. This will be an insurance scheme, emerging me, imploring me. This house just wants to torture me and scorching me. I perspire, play my game on, I expire. I desire to turn to normal, fire rises from a portal.
Though I know I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly hunting, I turn loose. jellyfish. Moan and fade out deadliest. Sonya Blade now deadly kiss. They touch my lips with deadly grips. With refty chips, you're salivating. Testy dicks cohabitating. In my house, yo, please get out. Ectoplasm, fuck your couch. Spraying slime, invade my home. Stay in time like metronome. Set your phone to silent, vibrate all alone with violent primates. Transparent monkeys, apparently junkies. Not very lucky. Battleship sunk me. Oni victims, grody symptoms, flunkies. From only prisons, rich, spoiled brats. Back from the past, I coil up fast like turtles on crack. A ghostly pimping cold this winter. Ghostly lady out to pimper. Cash her sex, it could be simpler. And she's wet, throaty whimper. Ectoplasm hits the floor. Ghost orgasm, tits with sores. No attraction, nevermore. Quote the raven, quote the whore. She's enraged, her fangs shine out. She wants to bang my brains right out like Gigi Allen. She's a scumfuck, seedy vag, and that's my dumbo. She's not the cleanest. I want to upchuck. She has a penis and wants to butt fuck.
Get up on it, let's have fun. Taste the dick, my ghostly jism. Training phantom, I'ma smash it. Use the dick cause I'ma flash it. Fashion it across your face, yo ass. Don't get no butt paste. Ectoplasm, sperm slut. Check it, I'm impregnate your butt. Feel my load, burning inside. The ghostly sperm will fertilize. Making babies, don't inflame me. Baby daddy, now you pay me. Fraction, now you're a father. Hoping great that it's a daughter. Don't get bothered, spin well. Take the dick, fuck itself.
The only way he can be brought back is by calling his name three times.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime. Ghostly, rape me, I'm a Slebutant. Nerdcore, starfucker, it's an impregnahunt. I was fertilized by poltergeist, eternalized like rose and ice. Spoken twice and then once more. Beetlejuice and Dumbledore. Ghosty wizards conjured forth. Paranormal, honored birth. Ghost tradition, I was chosen. Host magician, maybe ghost or no sir. I don't like it, I don't want kids. I am frightened, child care, I have no license. Stop the ghost, it's consignment for a ghost. You won't find it, it's a ghost. It survives a coat hanger of my blood. Damn, I love a 40 sub. Ghost gestating in my guts. Crazy mating, phantom sluts. Baby, be a handsome mutt. Half man, half ghost, total nut. Birthing process starts to happen. Wire breaks, manly fashion. Water splashing out my mouth. Baby ghost and then pops out. Crazy, almost trippy, weird. Plainly homotypic, queer. Lady ghost and sheds a tear. Our baby ghost, he has a fear.
My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. By ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. By ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana.
Another great day in Hades. It's not raining, the weather's hot as hell, and there's a lot of loose ladies. They used to say I'm crazy for my lack of faith in God. Now I thank her all the time for everything I've got. It's hard living life without ever committing sin, especially when you were born and raised American. We got women in pornography, instincts to drop our seed, corporate greed, monopolies, and lust for owning property. When I was alive, I was living it up. Every day getting drunk with dumb underage sluts. Token blunts with biz and choking on the smoke clouds. Laughing at the church for how dumb the Pope sounds. When the Reaper came around to bury me next, I said yes, I partake in premarital sex. I also like to drink, and I think for myself, so I never base my life off a book on a shelf. Your hell's my heaven, don't question my methods. I'm living like the way I want to. The devil, he planned it, he dominates the planet. He created alcohol and hot chicks to dance. Your hell's my heaven, don't question my methods. I'm living like the way I want to. The devil, he planned it, dominates the planet. He created alcohol and hot chicks to dance. It's like paradise, living with the Prince of Darkness. Okay, fine, it's more like Murder Dice's apartment. Regardless, I get to learn a lot of new vices, like making voodoo dolls and doing goat sacrifices. The price of my fun on Earth's eternal damnation. But I don't have to work here when I have PlayStation. There's not a single thing that I regret about my past. Now I'm meeting all my idols and getting their autographs. Under S. Thompson and Henry VIII. Tupac and Biggie didn't make it through the gates. They can hardly call Peter a saint when he ain't letting in Jerry Lewis, Sammy Davis, or Frank. It's quaint little quarters in my fiery patch, and it itches like crazy everywhere that I scratch. But I have to laugh
laugh at Satan when he's burning us. Tossing me a three-card leash saying, go walk Cerberus.
Your hell's my heaven, don't question my methods. I'm living life the way I want to.
Goddamn
the devil, he planned it. He dominates the planet. He created alcohol and hot chicks to dance
Your
with.
Your hell's my heaven, don't question my methods. I'm living life the way I want to. Goddamn
the devil, he planned it. He dominates the planet. He created alcohol and hot chicks to dance with.
Should I be worried about you?
Playing out with MC Type, A Nice Day in Hell. Until next time, take care.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Game over.